I'm surprised. I'm very surprised, especially with what happened this past week. In my years here, which is 13 years here, I've never seen Republicans side with the Democrats to take down a procedural vote, a rule on the floor of the House of Representatives that happened this past week. It's a very small percentage of the Republicans that conducted themselves that way. I think it was 11. It may have been 12 on the final vote, but it's less than 5% of the Republican conference that has voted with the Democrats and kept a piece of legislation from coming to the floor the past week. And what we're here to talk about, if you looked at some of their comments that they made, one of the people in particular said that they wanted to make sure that there was no coalition put together to pass the Farm Bill or the National Defense Authorization Act or our budget propositions. And that simply won't work, Tony. I mean, we've got to have a Farm Bill. 90% of production agriculture is in Republican districts. It's probably it and the NDAA are the two most important pieces of legislation to the people that I represent. And I never dreamed that Republicans from ag districts would think that you could balance the budget of the United States by eliminating the provisions for production agriculture, which account for 0.2% of total federal spending. And so I'm disappointed with what happened this last week. I'm disappointed with comments made by some of my colleagues, which represent, again, a very, very small fraction of the Republican Party. But we have a very small majority. And so when we have Republicans that go out and say that they won't vote for the Farm Bill under any circumstances, that's very disappointing to me. And it means that makes it that much harder for us to get a piece of legislation passed that supports production agriculture.